So, do you know who Les Paul is?
Really fancy guitarist.
I'm at a loss.
I don't know what that is. I have no idea. It doesn't mean anything to me, I guess.
What if I told you he was a pioneer in the technology that created the solid body guitar, and it's used today by rock, country, and jazz musicians all over the world? And he even invented the multi-track recording system, which he and his wife Mary Ford made wildly popular in the 1950s.
I'd say that's pretty impressive.
I feel like I should Google him.
Recording for WRPR News. Mr. William Holsmith, known as Les Paul, was an American jazz and country guitarist, songwriter, and inventor who resided in Mahwah for over 60 years.
His experiments with overdubbing, delay, and phasing effects have influenced the music world for well into the
century. Before his death in 2009 at the age of 94, he donated his belongings and inventions to the Mahwah Museum to be put on permanent and interactive display.
The Les Paul exhibit has been a community effort by Mahwah and made up for college residents alike.
Nick Clark, the forensic professor, Charles Carreras, who is vice president of the Mahwah Museum and chair of the Les Paul exhibit, to discuss the importance of having this exhibit.
Since this is an audio project, it's really hard for people to kind of visualize that. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe... I mean, I know this is something you're really passionate about.
Yeah.
Can you maybe, like, describe the feeling you get when you walk into the museum? Like, that sort of like that gut feeling?
I think if you spent 15 or 20 minutes there, you will be impressed with the uniqueness of this individual in terms of what he did. And there was no other person in 20th century American history in any field that accomplished the varied things that he accomplished with the recording music, playing the guitar. So he was a master guitar player, ranked as among the top 10 guitar players in the 20th century American global history of guitar players. And so he was unique there. He was unique in his engineering accomplishments with the lathe and the 8-track and what he did with the solid body guitar. He was unique in terms of broadcasting with his contributions to TV broadcasting, his Listerine show out of his house, his radio broadcasting. And so he's in, and acknowledging these contributions, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's in the Grammy Hall of Fame, the Chet Atkins Chester and Lester album of 1976. He's in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame and the Inventors Hall of Fame. And what we tried to do at the museum is capture these various aspects of his life and to show you these aspects of his life. And I think we were able to do that.
What would you say is Les Paul's biggest impact? And what can you say that younger generations can learn going into the museum?
Anderson Cooper said it best, and Keith Richards affirmed it also in his tribute to Les when he died in 2009. They both said, modern American music would not be what it is without the contribution of Les Paul. One of the things that I discovered about him was his perseverance. He was not an educated man. He dropped out of school when he was 13. And I tell students when they come in, one of the things he did, he was determined, he had a vision, he was persevering, and when he didn't have the answers to something, he would find out how to get the answer.
When talking about the ingenuity of Les Paul, it's impossible to ignore the importance of his invention of overdubbing. What he would do is he would play a song, he would stop the tape, rewind it, and then play it back, and then play something else on top of it. Even when it came to vocals, when his wife would sing, she would start singing something like this.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon.
Stop the tape, rewind it, and sing something like this.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon.
Put it all together at the end, and you have a very unique and interesting song.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, I'll hide the moon.
love me, it's out of use.
Things that caught my attention as I'm walking to the front doors of the MAWA Museum is how its location is in such an inconspicuous spot on Franklin Turnpike. Nestled next to the MAWA police station, it's easy to be oblivious to its existence. The subtle location of the museum and exhibit almost mirrors the quiet talent of Les Paul himself.
As I make my way around the exhibit, there are about 20 guitars that are lining the back corner of the building that are grabbing my eye. There are pictures right behind them. Les with Bing Crosby, Paul McCartney, and Slash, just to name a few. It really lets you see how he's influenced the landscape of the music industry. There's a section of the exhibit where his recording studio is recreated with an actual piece of the wooden wall from the studio that's built in his own home. There are also a few flat-screen TVs showing Les Paul documentaries, while his music is being quietly played to fill a small room.
Tom O'Brien, trustee of the MAWA Museum Society.
Can you maybe describe the effect of the Les Paul Museum exhibit has had on the museum as a whole?
It's been tremendous. We've had a tremendous traffic flow coming through, professionals coming in, people interested in music. We've had more people come through the museum since Les Paul opened than we've had in the 2 years we've been open. MAWA Museum is the best kept secret in MAWA. Now, everyone knows the MAWA Museum is here. It put us on the map.
And do you see a great range from little kids getting wrapped up and learning about Les Paul to people that listen to him growing up?
It's funny, with the little kids, their attention span is short, right? It's something new to see. They see the guitars, they recognize what they are, but the concept of Les Paul just goes past them. So their attention span is small. The pre-Les Paul people have heard about him, know the music, but really don't know the story. And they come in and they're absolutely amazed with the exhibit. They learn so much more about Les Paul and what it took to make those multi-track recordings with Mary Ford. And, you know, that whole thing. And then you get the older people, Les Paul generation, like myself, that, you know, they look at this and say, okay, it's all Les Paul, what it means to do something about his life. To each night I sail for
just one more chance, just one more night.
Les Paul was able to have a global impact with his musical creations. But for all the volunteers and residents of MAWA, he has been able to influence and enrich the lives of all who visit. If you would like to catch the Les Paul exhibit, you have until June.
This is Becky Baker, and Deborah
Schell,
reporting for WRPR News.
I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now.